Joker, Folie à deux, gentlemen. It turns out that this film is the worst comic-inspired film of all time, based on every metric possible. A rare moment in film history where both the critics, who are normally opposed to the Chud's opinions, are actually in agreement with the Chud's. This is just a bad film across the board. Now, I've not watched it. I'm not going to force myself to watch it. But the first Joker, the only Joker, which should have been, was an excellent film. And there are two factors that led to this disaster of a film. The first factor was just greed. The original Joker film was made on a relatively tight budget, but completely oversold on its expectations, in the sense that it made tons and tons of money. And even though the director and Joaquin Phoenix both said that this doesn't need a sequel and it shouldn't have a sequel originally, ultimately greed won out. That's the one factor. The other factor, which I think is a bit more salient and relevant, is the fact that, if you remember, when the film came out 5 years ago, there was a lot of concern that it was too appealing to quote-unquote inkwells and lonely men, basically the rejects of society. And the public and the critics voiced concerns about this. And so I think this was an important decision that went into the making of the second film to make it less appealing to a certain crowd of people. Disaffected, depressed, unhappy men that actually found something that's relatable in the film, and maybe even to some degree saw themselves in the film. Now, a state of affairs such as this, when it comes to modern Hollywood and mainstream media, simply cannot be tolerated. Because God forbid disaffected men have anything they can relate to or enjoy. So yes, a big factor that went into making this film was greed. They thought they could make a ton of money. They ended up losing money. But the other factor was the positive reception it had. In going into great depth on the difficulties and challenges of mental illness, of loneliness, or just struggling in life, of hopelessness, all these things that made this particular Joker so compelling. He becomes the Joker because everywhere he turns, he's rejected despite his best efforts. He struggles and struggles and struggles. He can't get the help he needs. And that's something that I think a lot of young men can relate to, especially these days. And not just young men, older men too. There's only a small sector of men in the society that are actually wanted. And I've talked about this a lot in the past. Men are only relevant in as much as they're doing something important. And the second they stop doing something important, they're no longer relevant. They are no longer human, basically, and they just disappear from the scene. Well, the majority of men are not doing anything particularly important, especially if they're struggling with some serious issues, which is why this film was so appealing at the time when it came out to a certain subsector of the audience. Now, mind you, it went beyond that. Even the normies thought it was good, just based on Joaquin Phoenix's performance. He did a tremendous, stellar job. But that appeal to large swaths of men in today's society was almost certainly one of the reasons why they decided to cook up this version of the Joker in Joker Folie à deux. It's obviously become very feminized, it's not relatable, and it doesn't tap into those dark places that made the original film so appealing and even relatable for many. And I guarantee you that there were ideological reasons for this. Yes, greed ultimately motivated people to make a second Joker film, and they lost money in the process of doing it. But the nitty-gritty details of the film, the components of the film, it's basically a musical with singing and dancing and things that are just wholly inappropriate to the original production, including the Joker being carnally violated in prison, which is just weird. It's just completely disjointed. So in some meta sense, they had no idea what they were trying to do. But one thing I'm certain they were trying to do was to move away from this appeal to the evil, dark-dwelling inkwells that appreciated the film so much. This is just a trend that repeats itself again and again and again. If things become too relatable to a certain subsector of men, then you have to reverse course. They're always worried about this. Now, they claim they're worried about violence and what have you, and at the time of the original Joker, they even claimed that the film would promote violence and lead young men astray to engage in violence. Of course, none of that happened. But really, at the end of the day, this is about a type of misandry. Men have a lot of problems they're dealing with, and they're largely unacknowledged. Yes, they're talked about more these days in sort of fluff media by people such as Chad Williamson and others. But the reality is that these problems are not being addressed, just like the problems of the Joker in the original film were not being addressed. And in a lot of ways, it's the straw that breaks the camel's back, right? It's not enough that you have all these problems and you're struggling in life and there's no hope. You can't even have something you can relate to. Just a small piece of comfort in the vast landscape of darkness. And you see this across the board in media. Anything that's remotely appealing to men in a majority is viewed as negative, be it big gazonkud anime girls or the depressing tale of a isolated man struggling that a lot of men find relatable. I mean, Joachim's performance at the time was so powerful that even normies woke up to some degree, not realizing that there are people out there who are living this type of life. This wasn't just a performance for a lot of people. This was their life in a nutshell. And because of that appeal, because men found some kind of solace, some kind of sucker in that, Hollywood said, we're not going to do this again. And so they created this monstrosity of half musical, half dance, half who the hell knows what it is, that has effectively nothing to do with the original and nothing to do with the theme of the original. I'm not going to touch this film with a 10-foot pole. If you want to inflict this upon yourself, go ahead. But the film does raise the question, is it possible to make a piece of art these days, like the original Joker was, have a positive reception from many people, especially from the undesirables, and for that to be acceptable? I mean, not everything needs to appeal to everyone, but the distaste and even hatred of the common man has grown to the degree where you're not allowed to have anything you appreciate unless it's super fringe, if it's even a little bit mainstream and appeals even a little bit to the broader masses, and there are too many of the undesirables who like it too, then it needs to be banished from this reality. And that's what happened with Joker Furia 2, a weird mishmash of feminized nothing that doesn't have a message of any particular sort, that doesn't even know what it's about as a film. Now, I think Blade Runner 2049 was one of the most underappreciated films of the previous decade. I thought it was an excellent film. For many of the same reasons why I thought The Joker was such a good film, you have this isolated guy trying to deal with the unpleasant reality that his life. Yes, it turns out that he's not human, but all the things that he deals with in that film are very relatable. And apparently they're working on a new Blade Runner film with a different director, and I don't trust that really. And I think, again, it's going to move away from this darker, self-reflective, relatable factor that went into these films, that made them good, that made them appeal to a certain audience, into just generic slop of the sort that we see in The Joker, Furia 2. In any event, as always, thank you for tuning in. Many special thanks to my patrons on Patreon, my donors on PayPal. Without you, this channel couldn't exist. Very much appreciated. And if you can leave a like, comment, share, and subscribe, and hit the bell icon to be reminded of my videos, a lot of people are not being notified. Be much appreciated. If I'm still alive, I'll check you out next time. Until then, may the gods watch over you. Bye-bye for now. If you liked this video, please like, share, and subscribe. And if you enjoy my content, please consider making a donation or becoming a patron. Thanks for watching.